Hello, John LaFelle.
This is Mike Honeycutt and Donna Wilhelm. We're online.
Leslie Dolly's here.
Good afternoon, everyone. John LaFelle.
Hi, John. John Scully.
Snowing, Leslie, where you're at?
I was. I'm driving the streets of Harlow so that I have cell service until until the conference call is over. It was snowing pretty good over Roundup direction.
Okay.
But it's quit here, so.
It has. Is the ground white?
Nope, it's just a little wet here.
Okay. Good. And who else is on? Mr.
Scully's on. Honeycutt's on. I heard him.
Oh, okay. That's it. All right.
And so you know we are recording, so just be aware of that.
Somebody just came on.
Hello?
Hi. Lila?
Yes.
John LaFelle.
I can barely hear you. I'm good. Let me see if I can get it on speaker so I can hear it better.
And for those that are online, this is Mike Honeycutt. I'll remind you that on conference calls, when you're not speaking, if there's a way to mute your line, that's probably best so we don't get a lot of background noise if you're out there trying to get some work done while you're on the call or something else is going on in the background.
Who's on?
Nina.
Hi, Nina.
Lila.
Good morning.
Lily.
Afternoon.
Sue Brown.
Good morning, Sue. Afternoon, Sue.
Good afternoon.
This is Brett DeBrucker. I just got on.
Oh, this is Jamie Howell, Northern Aid, at the request of Taylor.
So we're waiting for Ed.
Northern Ag's on the line as well.
Is John Scully on?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
What time is it?
It is
1:31.
1:31. Did you have any, Mr. Honeycutt, did you visit with Ed?
I sent it to him and I texted it to him on his cell phone because I know sometimes that's the best way to get information to him.
Uh-huh.
I do know that he has to milk at 3, usually, most days.
There's somebody.
You there, Ed?
No, this is Jeannie Rankin. Good afternoon.
Hey, Mike, can we have everybody that's on the call or John identify themselves when we start?
Yes, we will. I would just give Ed a few minutes, I guess. This is John LaFelle, and see where possibly he's a little bit tardy.
That's fine. Yep.
And this is Mike. I know sometimes it's difficult for Ed getting a signal, so if he's not at the house, he may be trying to find a place that his cell phone works.
Uh-huh.
Tell me to hang up and try to call him.
Brad, if you wouldn't pop. Well, somebody wouldn't hurt anything.
This is Mike. I can try to do it on my cell phone right here.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Ed.
That explains why his phone just went straight to voicemail, probably.
He just turned it on, Mike.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Okay, I'll call this meeting to order. This is John LaFell. We're here to discuss a motion that was a board movement that was put in front of us on our last meeting. Today is Friday. We'd like to discuss a request by the branch administrator for the new position. I'd like everybody once again to get on board so we know. I believe I've got a list here. John Scully's here, Lila Taylor, Mona Hawk, Sue Brown, Brett DeBrucker, myself, Jeannie Rankin, and Ed Waldner. Is that correct, or is there others?
Did you get Nina Baucus?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Did I leave anybody out?
I'm not sure if you said me, but Leslie Dolley's here.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed you, Leslie. Okay. All right.
I believe we have somebody on from Northern Ag Network. I believe I heard that earlier. Just want to confirm if they're still there.
Well, that's what I was saying. Is there somebody from Northern? Is there somebody from Northern Ag?
And I assume Mike's on the phone too.
Mike Honeycutt's on. Yes. Okay, I call this to order. With Mike, would you read the request from the administration, what brands administrator, one more time, please?
Yes, the request that we're undertaking today, this is Mike Honeycutt, Executive Officer, Department of Livestock, for those public listening. The request is to fill the Assistant Brands Administrator, which, for those that may or may not know, was the position formerly held by Marty Clark before his retirement, or not exactly the same position if you read the description, but that is an FTE within the department that is budgeted, that is within the brands division, and that is the request that we have before us today is approval of opening that position, posting it, and seeking to hire someone in that role. This past week on Monday, all of you received a detailed information on the job description and a summary on the position. I at this time would probably take a back seat here and see if Leslie wants to provide further details about the position as the brand administrator and the person this individual would report to.
Yeah,
Leslie. Go ahead.
This is Ed Waldner. Does the board have to approve the guy that they put in the position?
No. Did you hear me, Ed?
I heard you, but is that true? I mean, that's a pretty high up position, and I wonder if the board has to appoint this guy.
Historically, Ed, the board's never, we've always hired the administrator, and the administrators hired the people that they felt would be best suited to fill the position.
Okay. I'm fine with that if everybody else is.
Okay. Leslie?
Yes. Mr. Chair, Leslie Dolley, Brands Enforcement. This position is being modified slightly based on input from our personnel. The primary focus change is that they will be, rather than managing the central districts, they will be focused on the markets throughout the state for the sake of consistency and efficiency to give the markets a single point of contact in Helena.
Board, comments?
We don't have a motion yet, do we?
No, we do not have a motion. Mm-mm. We're just
Are we going to discuss it first then?
I would like a motion first, and then we'll have discussion on it.
Well, I so move.
Is there a second? Is there a second?
I'll second. This is Sue Brown.
Discussion? Discussion?
I have some thoughts, concerns. If I guess I can go first, doesn't matter to me. I guess the first thing I would like to say, I'm a little, I don't know if it's nervous or concerned that we're filling it quite so soon. And I know that I talked to Mike Honeycutt about it, and I guess I'm going back to this legislative oversight. One of the concerns, and I don't know, I think it was in Glim's letter, was about the fact that our administrator was not post-certified. Was that in Glim's letter? Does anybody know that?
Yes, it was.
Okay. My concern is that until maybe Leslie gets through it a little further, that maybe we're a little quick to fill this position. I understand totally the need for somebody in the law enforcement part of it. I understand that. And I'm not sure I have anything against eventually putting that, once we get everything, Leslie kind of gets everything sorted out. But my concern is now that, are we sending a message that, I don't know how to word it. Also, I have a concern with taking a district person. Obviously, if we don't have a place for Leslie in the Law Enforcement Academy, this is going to take another district person out of a district. And we have, I don't know, we've had one retirement in that regard, and then we have Bill Blankenship coming up. I guess I'm a little bit concerned about that. So that's, for right now, that's my two cents.
Lila, why would this take somebody, a district man out of a district?
There's no place in the academy for somebody. If Leslie can't get in until January, this takes one of our district people, because it's going to have to be somebody within our group that's going to apply for this job. At least that's the way I look at it, because they got to have the post-certification. And I do, I mean, if we're all honest people, but if you're somebody watching the brands division and you know, there are people that aren't so good out there, and they're watching for the weakness within our system. Just take a few of these district guys out of there, and I am getting concerned. We have a big hole in eastern Montana at the moment, the minute Bill leaves, and I am concerned about who we're going to replace these people with. So that's why I brought that up. I know there's a need for somebody to back Leslie up. I have no problem with that, but I keep thinking we might be able to do it by either having someone that's a district man agree to step up to the plate, maybe a little additional stuff or something to help her out on that. But taking a full person out again, to me, is maybe something we ought to think about.
Other board members, this is John LaFell. More discussion?
This is Nina, and I would, you know, I went down to Miles City and I visited with those folks, and Bill Blankenship is retiring, and he is technically stationed at Glendive, but he covers from Sydney clear to Miles City. Then Pat Anderson is retiring in Miles City, so you're losing two out of there. Don Jones already retired, so that's three out of the Miles City area. And then I think Leslie said there was another one in October. That basically wipes out the Miles City area, except for Pat Anderson or Pat Murphy. That means the rest of the guys that are anywhere near there are going to have to pull in and help. And I'm concerned that, you know, I understand Leslie needs an assistant. I understand that. But we have to make sure that our markets are taken care of as well. And we can't do it if we're, you know, not focusing in that area. I think we need to make sure that our field people are in place. and then we need to look at the administrator. Now, I read through, or assistant administrator. I read through this job description. This job description is far more extensive than the one that Leslie applied under, and it reads as though it's Leslie's job. And my question is this for the administrator job or the assistant administrator job? And as Mike pointed out, the assistant administrator needs to be able to do whatever the administrator does, and I agree with that. And that should be noted in there. But an assistant also needs to have very specific areas that are their area of responsibility, so the administrator does not have to worry about that. None of that is pointed out. And then there were a variety of other things in it that caused me to pause and question. Yes, we need an administrative assistant for Leslie, but I think considering the retirements that we have going on in Miles City, that we really need to get that addressed first and maybe take a little bit longer time with the assistant administrator and make sure that we get the right person. Holding in mind also that assistant person has to be post-certified. And if someone applies who is not post-certified at the moment, as Leslie did, when can we get them in to get them post-certified? And actually, Leslie, I thought you were supposed to go in June. I was quite surprised that it's been switched to January, and I don't know what happened there.
Leslie, would you like to speak to any of those concerns?
Sorry, I'm just making sure I'm not on mute here. So I guess just real quickly, the post-class, the only classes they offer are January, April, and September. And the first available class was January when I was hired. That's how far booked up they were. But regarding the position, I'm having a little bit of a hard time knowing how we're going to address the positions that aren't yet open when we have a vacant assistant administrator. I mean, yes, we are going to have to work to make sure that we fill those positions, and we have some, I think, pretty good ideas as to how to address those issues and make sure that we have staff filled and trained before fall run. But those positions, the ones that aren't vacant yet, we can't fill. John Jones' position is currently not vacant. It's been filled. So the ones that we can fill now have been filled.
I understand you've just returned from a trip to eastern Montana, Leslie. This is John LaFelt. I was wondering what, and when you speak of Blankenship and those, are those guys available to the company on any kind of a basis, or are they done completely with us? In regards to what Lila was speaking of, worries about investigators in the eastern Montana area.
Sure.
Is there any availability of those individuals on, you know, if we had to have somebody, or what's your feelings?
You know, I would be more than happy to ask Bill. I had a great conversation with him yesterday, and there's a chance. I know Gary Anderson came back for us last fall,
and certainly
I'd be willing to ask Bill and see if he'd be willing to do something like that as well. That would be a great way to tide us through, you know, a fall run season to where we can get someone hired first thing in the spring or even during fall run to try and get some people trained. We also have a half of a position currently in Helena. It was the other half of the mortgage clerk position. And there's been some discussion of trying, in order to address some of our seasonal workload issues, trying to, rather than hiring that position back, because the Helena office is actually in pretty great need of some help as well, but using that half a position through the fall run and then looking at potentially hiring just a short-term worker in the summer when we're slow for Helena rather than trying to hire that position back. So, mm-hmm. I mean, there's been a lot of discussion of how to address all those issues, and I think based on what we've covered so far, we're going to be able to cover them. Miles City and City and Glendive, primarily Miles City and Glendive, are going to need another body to manage the districtmen, absolutely. But I think we're going to make it. I think we're going to get it filled.
This is Nina again. Leslie, would it be possible for you to sit down and go through your entire organizational chart and mark those positions which already are empty and mark those positions which you are looking at that will be empty at some point during this year and marking them at a rough idea of when they're going to be empty, so that we can look at the entire brand division and get a better idea of what's going on and where the shortfalls are?
Absolutely. That's actually been on my list. I wanted to have some more discussions with these guys first, just to see where their needs were. And, you know, right now and looking at what's going to come open this summer, just based on seasonal as well as the folks who are retiring, I think that's absolutely essential to present to you guys.
Leslie, have you talked to the sheriff's office, any of the sheriff's office down there? I know they cover a lot of area out there. Liberty County, most of the inspections are done out of the sheriff's office.
I wasn't aware of that for Liberty County, and no, I haven't spoken with any of them yet.
they can help out, and they're certified lawmen.
Go ahead. Well, they've always helped us, and Ed's right about that. There's never been a question with the department if there was some issue as far as enforcement was concerned, and quite a few of these cases actually have initiated through the law enforcement in various counties rather than our department, and has been brought to our attention through the local law enforcement people. So I guess I'm not really comfortable with it, but generally it gets addressed either by generally local people bring it to the attention of the brands departments if we don't see it ourselves. Go ahead, Brett.
I'm sorry, John, what's that?
Oh,
sorry.
I thought you were trying to speak. Somebody is. I hate these things.
I am. It's John Scully.
Oh, okay.
I'd make three or four comments. I don't know for sure who's retiring and who isn't, but I think we need to have sort of a summary look at it and a follow-up to find out. Because my understanding is Blankenship's all but gone. You've got Pat Anderson in the spring. And another person whose name skips my mind has already announced that they're leaving in the fall.
Todd LaRoe. Yeah.
Pardon?
Todd LaRoe and Miles City.
Okay. And then I've heard rumors of yet another one. And so I don't know who is or who isn't. But my feeling, I expressed part of it last meeting, is that it would be good for us to have a comprehensive look at the board level of how we're going to operate. We approved filling Glasgow last time. I assume that's in process. You've got Billings, Miles City, and we've got a law enforcement problem. And so my thought is that it would be wise to have an overall look at the whole department and do make some contacts and find out for sure who's retiring and who isn't, so that we can identify it. I think it was Nina or Lila, one of them commented about looking at the jobs that are open and closed, laying alongside that the circumstances in Helena as to what you need and what you don't need from a comprehensive standpoint. Unless you hire somebody directly out of a law enforcement position, either within the department or from outside in law enforcement that's certified, you still have to have your deputy certified, and I would try to get a spot for whoever the deputy is going to be, assuming that you're going to hire one before January, in the same January class, if that's possible. So I always opt for the notion that we ought to prepare ourselves for what's out in the field, where the people are really hands-on meeting the customers, and make sure that that is planned well, that it's implementing, and that we're safe before we hire an administrative position. And I would hate to be in a situation where we have some gotchas here in 30 days and we're out hiring another administrator when we've got issues in the field.
Mr. Chair, this is Mike Honeycutt. May I address a few
issues?
One of the things I want to talk about is general oversight of hiring processes and those things. I appreciate what board members have brought forward. I think for the April 20th meeting, I think we already had in our mind, I had not had a chance to talk to Leslie about it yet, but that, and one of the things I shared with Lila in our conversation earlier in the week is that Leslie does have a more comprehensive strategy for, I think, what she wants to do in brands, and that she's out in the field talking to people about trying to make sure they would be comfortable with any changes that take place before she would bring them to the board. However, we do have these random openings that have popped open, and we do know of a few retirements that have been announced that we know we'll have to deal with in the future. So I think in April we do need to have that plan for brands, not just talking about these individual positions, but as Mr. Scully mentioned, that comprehensive plan. But a couple of things I would like to address for the board. One, I would say today as EO, it's my recommendation that we do move forward with the hiring process because I see a couple of things here that are being confused. Our issues in eastern Montana are our issues in eastern Montana. I don't know that the openings that are going to occur there, I don't believe it's the same talent pool that we would be looking for to hire an assistant administrator in Helena, unless one of those folks in eastern Montana is actually thinking of applying for that position and moving to Helena. So I think we're talking about two completely different talent pools, and any new person that is coming in from the outside or anyone who's moving up from the markets that's been certified that would be moving up into to any retiring position that requires post-certification, I don't think those individuals would be part of the talent pool we're really looking for to fill the assistant administrator position. So I just want to separate out that I think we're talking about two completely different talent pools and two completely different issues. The other issue I'd want the board to really consider is we're at a point now, not just with brands, but across our entire department, you know, 30 to 40% of this department, roughly, is either already eligible for retirement or will be eligible for retirement within the next few years. So I hope the board would have confidence in us to be able to manage multiple hiring processes at one time. And the reason I point that out is because what I'm hearing here, and I hope I'm not, and if I'm, and I know we're in a conference call, so if I'm misreading what's being put forward, if we try to handle open positions one at a time in a department of 130 folks, and if we have 10 or so folks retire at a time, that will really handicap our ability. So, and I know we've got to have the performance on our end, so I'm asking the board for that. The performance on our end is that when we have multiple positions to fill at one time, we have to be able to execute and make that happen. And me being new, I'm not sure of what the past history of that has been. So I'll leave that lay where it is. But that's why I just wanted to explain why when Leslie brought this forward and explain why on Monday it was my recommendation that we move forward on this particular position, other positions notwithstanding, and why that would still be my recommendation today. I do respect the board's comments. But I do believe we are, in my opinion, confusing two separate issues.
This is Nina. I wonder if we could wait on our vote until the April meeting when we have the other information we've just requested from Leslie and can look at that first before we make a decision.
Other comments?
John, this is Brett.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead, Lila. I'll wait. Go ahead.
No, no. That's fine. I've already spoken.
I guess all I have to say, and I appreciate and respect all the comments that everybody's made, but as a board, we've just finished the hiring process of a new executive officer, and we just finished the hiring process of a new brands administrator, and, you know, there's going to be positives and negatives in the field. There's going to be positives and negatives in the department of whether or not we've made good choices or bad choices. But at the end of the day, I think we've made choices as a board, and we've brought two very competent people into those positions. And I feel like we need to give them the opportunity to do the job that we've requested them to do. And so if Leslie feels like this is of the utmost importance, and she needs to get this position filled so that she can go proceed on to get the different hirings in the field that she is concerned with, she said she was, that are coming up in the future. And if she needs this position filled so that she can go to work and get this person to go to work on the Archer, which, you know, this board has pointed out numerous times that the Archer is not up to snuff by any means and needs to get there. So, you know, in order to get there in these things, in these areas, if she says that that's what she needs, I'm going to stand with her. And I think we need to vote to support the people that we've just put in office. And we just had the administrator tell us that she needs this position filled, and we just had the executive officer that he believes that we need this position filled, and that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
So I think we don't need to waste time. We need to give them the opportunity to get this filled, and let's keep moving ahead. Let's not wait till the next meeting. Let's just keep forging this department ahead instead of wasting time.
Thank you, Brett.
Thank you, Brett. This is John LaFell.